the gun deck of a large 18th century warship. These were the largest killing machines of the period, and machine is exactly the right way of describing these vast systems of humans and armaments. They each carried more than 100 guns, their crew more than 850 men and boys. And in order to make a system like this work, it was necessary to train, discipline, and control each component of this extraordinary system. You needed more than 2,000 oak trees simply to produce the timber that went into a boat. And in order for the guns to fire reliably, you had to train and discipline gun crews. These ships simply outclassed by size and efficiency any of the land-based factories of the time. They were the largest and in many ways the most significant industrial systems of the age. The key to British economic and military expansion in the 18th century was that they were never satisfied with what nature provided. Instead, British economic botany involved the transplantation of goods, plants, economically valuable commodities from one part of the world to another, sugar to the West Indies and breadfruit to feed the slaves who worked there, tea into India, eventually rubber into the East Indies, Malaya. When the English entered the South Seas in the 1760s and 70s, for example, they set out to find hemp to make the ropes, flax for the sails, and timber to make the hulls of the great ships which they hoped would turn the Pacific into an English lake.